Okay, Rabosai. We are up to the Mishnah. Bottom and Daf and Beis and Aleph. Birch al Yayin shall lift the Amazon, Potters a Yayin shall Acher Amazon. Birch al Parpera shall lift the Amazon, Potters a Peres, Esapa Peres shall Acher Amazon. Birch al Path Potters a Parperes, Alapar Peres, Lo Potter Esapas. Beshamay Omer Aflo Maisa Kedera. Hoyu Yoshun, Kalechem Verch Latmo, Isabo Echem Verch Lakulan. Volum Yain Sochamazon, Kol Echem Echem Verch Latmo, Lacher Mazar Echem Verch Lakulan, Behumer Al Mugmer, Viafishim, Visa Mugmer, Lacher Suda. Okay, each of these lines is obviously its own sugi in the Gemara, and we'll get to them. We'll deal with the first two lines of the Mishnah a little bit out of order, just because the famous Rashi in the Mishnah, and many Rishonim on the Mishnah who deal with the Indian of Parperis, while the Rishonim don't talk about the Indian of the Yayin until they get to the Gemara. First, there seems to be a little bit of an apparent stira between the second and third lines of the Mishnah. Birchal Parperis lift the Amazon, you're part of the Parperis that's Acher Amazon. Birchal Pas, Potter is Parperis. So what technical question bothers all of the Rishonim?
Why do you need the Parperis to pass the Acher Amazon and get bread?
Right, why do you need the parperisha? Lift the Amazon to pot and parperisha achara mazon. Mazon is lachor bread. And the pas is poked to the parperis. Pas is poked to parperis. So here is the apparent stira. The pas is poked to the parperis. But only the parperis shelifne hamazon is poter the parperes shela achar hamazon. So why do you need the parperes shelifne hamazon and not the pas, right? But the pas is not poter. So that is the obvious stira, and Tosos here gives the answer that most Rishonim agree with, because it sort of flows out of the lashon of the Mishnah, the way I put it on the board already. What do you think is the obvious answer? What do you think is the obvious answer to this stira? Why do you need the pas parperis lift the ambos into pas parperis lacher ambos? The pas potters the parperis.
So Tosos says that it's. No.
Tosus de Rassel Pirachal Pas Potters of our parish right in the Mishnah Nere de Maimi of our parish Shebisocha Masuda, Diva Persia Lachra Suda, Ha Pasra Papad Verba of Lachra Suda to the Brachlev name Ule Achraim. And then he starts arguing on Rashi. So Tosus and most Rishonim give the obvious answer. Tosus and most Rishonim, they say, no, the pas is only put to the barperis, that's besoch hamazon. The barperis achar hamazon is a potter by the pas. Remember of Papa? He wasn't so long ago. You don't even have to flip a page. Amr of Papa, etc. 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 La achar asuda tunim bracha. Right? So, the pas is poter rak parperis. Shebisoch hamazon, and this is talking about parperes shela achar hamazon, and then it is no problem. Okay, this is based obviously on one or two assumptions. One of two assumptions. After all, is it really true the pas isn't pater parperes shela achar hamazon? So this, if we just review some technicalities about Rav Papa and some machlokes Rishonim that we haven't yet mentioned about the identity of this elusive parperes. Why is this? After all, is it really true that the bread doesn't potter anything achra mazon? So basically, he has to make one of two assumptions, which we're not going to get into now. I just want to point out that he has to make one of two assumptions, which means the other deos might deny those assumptions. What does he have to assume? Either pas eino poter devarim habaim, or let's say this, either, which is not tosos, parperis equals Dover shelo ba machmas asuda, right? Either parparis is something that doesn't come machmas asuda, and that's why something that doesn't come machmas asuda. No, but then that wouldn't help. That's not going to help us, because if it's davar shelo ba machmas asuda, then even during the suda the pasha and pater, right? So let's think about it. The past pasha is during the suda, but not after the suda. So what do you have to say? You have to say this is Tosos L'shitase, that Tosos L'shitase, that this is the Shita of Tosos, that Tosos holds that Dvarim Habayim, right? This only works. Works if you hold that pas eino poter dvarim habaim laachar hasuda bein machmas hasuda bein shalom machmas hasuda. Because after all, parperis comes machmas hasuda. That's why pas pachters are during the meal. So Tosos has to hold, and this is Machlok, we've shown him back in the days of Rav Papa, and this is Tosos L'shitase in Mem Alfon Beis or Maschal La'achar Asuda, where he said, and I'll read it to you: Ubein Dvarim Harikin Lava Machmas Asuda Ubein. Well, let me start from the beginning. La'achar Hasuda. Etc. If he viewed dvarim shes kind of after asuda, ain't a possible trust on klal. Bein dvarim regilin lova machmas asuda. Bein dvarim she ain't regilin lova machmas asuda. Tosos clearly thinks parperis something comes machmas asuda. Parperis is a grain dish, is a cooked bread dish, which is clearly something like daisa, which comes to fill you up, which comes machmas asuda. This is Tosos l'shitase.
Tosos L'shitase b'daf mem aleph amen aleph dibur mascha la'achar,
who says explicitly bein machmas asuda bein shalom machmas asuda, if it's achar suda, then it doesn't pater. That Tosfos has an easy answer. However, if you don't have this assumption, you don't have this easy answer. And the truth is, there are two other deos in the Rishonim. Not all Rishonim deal with it explicitly, but which Rishon has another answer to this question, this stira in our Mishnah? Anyone? Anyone?
Rid.
The Rid. What does the Rid say? What's the Rid's Chiddush? What's the Rid's Chiddush? He makes an okimta, a difference between the Risha and the Seifa. He clearly thinks it's Varma Bam Shalom Machmas Asuda. That's very, very clear. But what's the difference between the Risha and the Seifa? Says the Rid. He says, first he starts with Einam HaPeres Lifton, because it's not Lifton. Rather, it's just something that comes before the Suda to whet your appetite, or after the Suda to sweeten you. V'ikasha came to the Pasuk, HaPeres HaPeres Matzarech Lomer B'yurch HaPeres Shalifnei HaMazim Alo Pasi Shepoteres HaPeres Umanu Tzvich HaPeres Shekodam HaSuda Tshuva. The pas is only pater parperis if it's in front of you. But if it wasn't in front of you and then someone brings it, and bolo tosudo. So any pas potarta, came shloya daitula veishabirecha mozi. Vala parperisha lifting a bazon, poteris ha parperisha lachar bazon, afabisha bolo besocha suda, velo haya daito aleha. He says very, very pashat, says the Rid, he makes an okinta. I mean, everyone has to make some sort of okimta. The most pasha okimta, the Tosa says, this is achar mazon, because it says achar mazon, and this is within the mazon, because it doesn't say anything. He says no. He says the okimta is that really pas is poter es haparperes shala achar hamazon. Pas would pater parperes, whether it's during the mazon, whether it's achar the mazon. But in what case does pas pater a? In what case does pas pater parperes? That here is the pas poter rak parperes shehaya lefanav vehaya daito alav bishas bracha. Only if during the hamotzi it was in front of you and you're das on it, then the hamotzi paters it. That's the chiddush of the Rid. Hamotzi Pater is everything that was on the table you had kavana to eat at the time, which is a big chiddush, which, you know, Rav Papa didn't say anything about what you had kavana originally or not. And what's zokint in the seifa? The seifa is myri birparperes shelo haya lefanav velo haya daito alav bitshas bracha. And he says that's the difference. Hamotzi only paters parperes that was on the table and you have it in mind when you said the hamotzi. However, if you made the bracha on the parperes of the amal, so let's say the bracha on parperes according to him is ha'etz. Let's say parperes means I don't know, apples. If you made ha'etz on the apples before the muzzle, then even if the other apples weren't on the table, and even if the other you didn't have your das specifically on them, that goes on all your apples.
He has to say that's totally in his daito, like you do with the ayin. So why is there daito? The bread is only if it's the pan of his daito. But the parperes before is daito.
So that's what he says. There's a difference between ikar v'tafel and the real bracha. When you make the real bracha of ha'etz, that covers all ha'etzes you're going to eat, even if you didn't specifically indicate them when you said the ha'etz. But if you're saying hamotzi, that only covers fruits that are in front of you, because that's not their natural bracha.
But that's going to ruin our story about holding lactosus at what's considered the so chasuda, you know, a mahmas chasuda. In other words, the pat is not because of ikar tafel. Pot is not poter the other things because the ikar is tafel, but it's poter because it's a definition of pseudo.
Perhaps, or perhaps even if you want to say ikar and tafel, maybe the ikar is only poter tafel if you have it in mind. But we'll come back to that. Okay, there's a third sheet to here, which is the re milunil, which is also quoted before they discovered the manuscript of Rilunel, was the Meiri quoted as a Yesh Omrim, and now we know who the Yesh Omrim is. It's the Re Milunel. The Re Milunel also says that Pas is Poter Esapar Peres. That's Achar HaMazon, so you can't say the difference is Parperes during the Mazon versus Achar HaMazon. Rather, he just says Pas is always Poter Parperes. This is the rule is Pas poter es ha-parperes, and he gives what might have to be some sort of dochuk answer to the seifa. So why do you need the parperes to lift the amazo? Why isn't poter through the pas? What does he say? Anyone?
You didn't have parperes before?
No, you had. It says parperes to lift the amazo. What does the Rilunil say? Oh, I think he says it. What does he say? Then I'll read it. Give me a second. Let me find the right line. Exactly.
No, you don't want to. He'll go back.
I'm just looking for the line. The Ka'amar.
You want the phrase Dova Da'achasi, right?
The Gemara. Acha Gemara. Did I not have? Thought I had the right lines in Rilunel. Shalifne. One second. Think about a couple of comments. Okay, maybe it's not some Mefurish in this. Okay, let's go to the Meiri. Says the Meiri, says the Meiri here, he says, Birchal Parperes, etc. No, the Birkas Apas is Poteris, the Parperis Shalachar Bazon. Elisha Mishnah Zob Shal Hayosham Pas Kmosha Yasav No Limala. Okay, I can't find it now in the Rilu Nil. Maybe it was in a different piece in the Rilu Nil. But what does he say? Viyesh Omrim, which is the Rilu Nil, who says the bread is Pachas the Parperis, even Achar Apas, says the Yesh Omrim. Say that the case of our Mishnah where you need the parperis lifnei hamazon is when you didn't eat bread. Let's say the parperis lifnei hamazon and the mazon was only potatoes. So you made a bracha on the parperis lifnei. Clearly the potatoes are not going to pop to the parperis lachar mazon. And that's where you need parperis lifnei hamazon. But ein hachanami, if you had bread, then you would not need the parperis.
It's hard to connect the Yesh Mishnah and the Eri to the Rabbi Yossi the mill.
Is
that
different definitions of Paris? That's relevant to this question. Yes. Yes, but nonetheless, I don't think it makes it. Linyanenu, I don't think it makes a difference. I think that's orthogonal. Okay, so I'm not finding it here. But if in any case the Yesha Omrim in the Meiri, maybe I had a different Gersa, maybe I was mistaken.
In the Reed Milanel it says Berech al Hapat, Hecha Deleta Parperet Lifnei.
Yeah, but that's the opposite case. Okay, in any case, the Yesha Omrim in the Meiri says the Yesha Omrim in the Meiri. And this, you make an okimta. The case is that there is no bread. And if there's no bread, then obviously if you eat parperis and potatoes and parperis, you're going to need the first parperis to potter the second parperis. Okay, so that is the first issue shot in the Mishnah, is what's the case where the bread potters the parperis, what's the case where you need parperis to potter parperis. Again, just a chazer, according to Tosos and a number of Rishonim, the bread potters the parperis during the mazon. You need a parperis to potter the parperis, that's achara mazon, because bread doesn't potter things that come achara mazon, whether machmas or not machmas. According to the Rid, bread potters everything that was in front of you, even if it is just fruits. And you need the parperis to potter more fruits that you bring that were not in front of you when you said hamotzi. And according to the Yishomer in the Meiri, according to the Yishomer in the Meiri, okay, maybe I'll find this in the Relunel, maybe I will, maybe I will not. According to the Yesh Omer and the Meiri, bread always pops with the Parperis. The only time you need the safe of the Parperis lift name is when you're not eating bread. Okay, continuing, of course, the mystery is what is this Parperis? What is a Parperis? And here we have a tremendous machlokis, what Parperis is. Yeah.
This whole chart is working under the assumption that not that it comes after the Achar Seudah, you would need a bracha.
According to the Rid in the Yesh Omer, Achar Seudah, you wouldn't need a bracha. According to the Tosos, you would.
But they also have to hold their also. It would be a question. The question is only, I know it's
not the answer. The answer of Tosos is that anything comes after the Seudah, you need a bracha, even though you said Hamotzi. And that's why it's only pottered by the Parperis Shalifnei Asudah, because then you said the right bracha.
You would need it.
What?
Oh, you would need it. You would need it because you're else you're having.
Right. If I'm having a lasagna after the Seudah, it's not pottered by the Hamotzi, but if I also had lasagna before the Hamotzi, then the Mazonos potters it. That's Tosos. Okay. What is Parperis? What does Rashi say?
From the other day.
Pargiyot v'dagim. Now, is that a full answer or half an answer?
Kigon.
No. Why? Besides that, why is that only half an answer?
Because l'achar asuda.
Because lifnei asuda says pargiyot v'dagim, right? But what does he say about achar asuda? Kisni.
And lachmanios.
Not pas, lachmanios. Remember, lachmanios is ugly, right? Lachmanios is not what we call Lachmanios. It's ugly. It's mazonos. Okay, so Rashi is unique in that he thinks that lifte la'achar suda are a different are different things. Tosfos says Rashi. Okay, what is a parperes? Says Rashi, uniquely lifne is pardios vidagim, basically shahakols, and achre is kisnin and lachmanios, basically hadama and mizonos. Okay, what's Tosfos' problem with Rashi? Rashi pirish. He only quotes the beginning, the pardios vidagim. What's Rashi? What's Tosfos' problem with Rashi?
So they're no finish. Sorry.
What's not a chiddush? Obviously, if you say a bracha on pargios v'dogim, you don't potter the pas. And then implicitly at the end, he has another kasha. What does the Gemara talk about? Machlokas, whether parperis is potter maisa kadira. We all know what maisa kadira is. That's parage. What's the tzad to say that pargios v'dogim should potter maisa kadira? That doesn't make any sense. And therefore, and as a matter of fact, we see the paskin. It's only Bishami says not. We say parvers. It does pater maisa kedera. Why parvers v'dagim pater parage doesn't make any sense. Not to mention the fact that olechon is the third question. How's the parvers shalifnei muslim pater parvers shalachar muslim? How's the brachim parvers v'dagim pater the kisnin and the lachmanis afterwards? They're a different bracha. So Tosfos doesn't like it. What does Tosfos say? He quotes the Rach. Right, and he agrees with them. What does Tosfos say?
Pats numa
bekara, cooked bread dish. Right? Pats numa bekara, some sort of cooked bread dish. And what bracha is pats numa bekara? Mizonos. Who else says it's a mizonos and just gives a different example? The Rach gives the same. Tosfos quotes the Rach. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say it is? Exactly. Rabbeinu Yonah says it is the good old niblas. Which are also mizonos, right? Because he thinks that's pshat and lachmanios. And what's the third set of rishonim who say it's something mizonos? Possibly kisnin. Who says possibly kisnin? The Rashba, the Ra'ah, and the Ritva say it's pas habav kisnin. Right? This we mentioned earlier, right? According to these rishonim, you see that if you eat possibly kisnin during a meal, you don't have the same mizonos, unlike the Magen Avraham, as we pointed out. Now, what all these shitas have in common is that it's something which has a bracha mizonos. Okay, does anyone agree with Rashi that it is something whose bracha is not mizonos? What? Someone said Rimi Lunil, you're right. What does Rimi Lunil say? He says, Kigon Basar Dagim Chagavim V'yayin. Okay, the yayin is clearly not the parperis. That was the yayin lifnei amazon. Basar Dagim Chagavim is basically the same as Rashi. He just says the same lifnei la'achari. Right? The Rilu Nil says Basar Dagim V'chagavim. Okay, our mouths are watering. Anyone else? What does the Rid say?
The same thing. Make payrolls.
The Rit says, "Ena veris lifton, not something you eat with bread, meaning not meat, etc. Right? Rather, something that's sweet or appetizing. And then, if you go through a little later, it's pretty clear that he thinks we're talking about some sort of payrolls, right?
Yeah.
What does he say? He says maybe it's priha eitz, maybe it's priha dama. Look, or some sort of payrolls. That's why he talks about it being sweet, right?" Says the Rid, it is some sort of peiros, right? Basically, Rashi has shahakol. The Rilu Nil agrees with him, just doesn't change his mind at the end of the meal. And the Rid has ha'etz or hadama. He discusses both options. And of course, who else says it's not mazonos? The Rambam, right? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos says parperis is lifton. Lifton, something you eat with your bread. Clearly not mizonos. No one eats mizonos with bread, as the Gemara said in the Beitza. Only stupid people eat mizonos with bread. Hani bavloi tipshoi tachli nema benema. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah is just a little more specific. He says, parperes sheochlim bahem apas. That's lifton, things you eat the bread with. Mimine hatavshilu peiros v'chayotze bahem. Tavshil and peiros that you eat with a pas. And then when he continues, he focuses more on Tavshel, right? Tavshel Pater Maisik Deira. He says Tavshel u Peros, but by Peros, I think he doesn't mean, he means Peros that you eat with the pas, not Peros you eat with the dessert. That's things you eat with the pas, right? So says the Rambam, he says it's Tavshel u Peros she'ochlin in Hapas, right, or liftan, in other words, yes.
What's Ravina Yonah's equivalent in Peros?
What does Ravina Yonah say?
Actually,
he says, "Refreshing my keeping document." The Huadin, the Peros, will shy dvarim kayotze behem, and so too, he says, Peros means Nibla, but the same din would apply, even though that's not what Barperos means. The same din would apply to Peros Kayotz Behem, but it doesn't mean every line the Gemara would apply. Like, for example, you say, what's the Havni? And you say it's not Pater the Pas. No, the Havni is that Nibla is not Pater the Pas, because you might have thought Mazon is Pater the Pas. He just means the same din of what's Pater by what would apply to Peros. Just like if I have Niblas before the meal, it Pater the Niblas after the meal. If I have Peros before the meal, Pater the Peros after the meal. But that's not such a big finish. But you don't then have to go and stick it into our Gemara. Where there the Parperis is clearly not talking about a mizonos. I think what they have to say is that Parperis is a general word and of something you eat, like it's a little unclear. What the general word means. Does it mean appetizer? Does it mean accompaniment? But Peros is the general word, which can mean different things in different contexts, and they're arguing what it means in this context, not the exclusive meaning of the word in the dictionary. Now, let's just point out that if you hold this mizonos, which is, I think, the opinion of Rabbi Rishonim, so you can add other Rishonim to this list, this mizonos list as well, if you so desired, right? For example, the Rush agrees with Tosos, and the Sefer Aruch agrees with Tosos, and Ravina Yonah in one day agrees with Tosos. We can have the Rush. Why not? Russia's Hashem. If you say it's Mizonos, then a lot of things make sense, which is exactly what Tosos points out. Which two things make sense with Mizonos? Number one, you have to tell us, Virchala Parperis Lopatras Apas, because it's not a crazy hobby that Mizonos and Pater Pas. After all, Mizonos is a bracha on grain product, Pas is a grain product. And again, Mizonos is not even in the Mishnah. Right? Why is Mizonos not in the Mishnah? Maybe Mizonos is not in the Mishnah because it's just a Hamotzi minus. It's not really its own category. You know, it's a pseudo hamotzi. So you might have thought, yeah, l'chachila, if it's this kind of baked product, you say hamotzi. That kind of baked product, you say mizonos. But once you say it, they're basically the same bracha. It's not a crazy havamina. So kamashwan, no, mizonos doesn't pater. I don't mean if you accidentally say mizonos on bread. That we saw machlok, because almost everyone says it does. But if you say mizonos on one thing, it doesn't pater the hamotzi from the other thing. So then two things make sense. Nicha, which is basically Tosos. One, havamina de parperes patar esapas. Yeah, the havamina mizonos paters hamotzi is a reasonable havamina. Number two, according to the Lishna Basra of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, let's just turn the page and read the Gemara, Mem Beis Mem Beis. Iboy Lahu. Beis Shammai, Aresha Pligi Odelma Seifi Pligi. Dekalamar. What is Beis Shammai when they say Af Lo Maisik Deira? Is that the ratio or the Seifa? What do we mean? What are the two possibilities? Maybe the Tanakhama held that Hamotzi Pater Pasa Paris and Maisa Kedera, and Beis Shammai says it doesn't pater for Paris or Maisa Kedera. They're very restrictive, right? They would not fit so easily for our Papa. Hamotzi Pater is very few things. Okay, exactly what Hamotzi doesn't pater depends on what Paris means. Oh, Dilma Asefa Pligi. Lishna, the second possibility is a seifa pligi. De katani birchal parperis lo patar sapas Pasud lo potter maisik dera potter. Berech al parperes potter maisik dera. Va'azu be'sham le'er fil maisik dera nami lo potter. And he says, no, parperes doesn't potter maisik dera. But what's clear is that Beis Hillel slash Chachamim slash Tanakama, whatever you want to call him, according to the second possibility here, right? You can't say the second possibility anymore was stupid. There are two possibilities. They got to have to both be reasonable possibilities, right? So, according to the second possibility, the Dea in the Gemara, De parperes potar maisa kedera, according to us. Right? We're not Beishamayniks. So we hold, according to the second possibility in the Gemara, they're both open possibilities. We're not a Kriya like one is opposed to the other. We hold that parperes potar maisa kedera. That makes a lot of sense. If parperes is mizonos, we know for sure maisa kedera is mizonos. That there's no ambiguity about. So that works very, very nicely. For everyone else who says we're not dealing with mizonos, this is going to be a... for everyone else who says we're not dealing with mizonos, this is going to be questionable, for which is exactly what Tosfos said to reject Rashi. If we're dealing with shahakol slash ha'eit slash hadama, then what's the havamina that a pater is pass? And why would a pater my sick neighbor? Right? What's the havamina? Give me a second. What's the havamina that a pater is pass? And why would it pater? Why would it pater my sick neighbor? Now again, maybe one answer is one gerse in the Rambam says it's not, it doesn't potter my sikdera. Okay, but that's only one gerse. That's seemingly Yenstar Gemara, as we'll get to in a little bit. So that's what bothers Tosfos about Rashi, but all the Achronim have even something more bothersome about Rashi, which is, why does the parperes only on Rashi? Why does parperes shall lift a muzzle and potter the parperes shall achar a muzzle? Right? That is very peculiar. Why would Herschel lift name Muslim Pata the Barperis Shalachar Muslim? Since when does Shahakol Pater Hadama and don't say for Rashi, oh, you know what? Whenever I make a general bracha, it also paters more specific things. How do we know Rashi doesn't hold that? Because he doesn't on Dafim Aleph of an Aleph, he says, when there's a tznon and a zayis, and I say Adama the tznon, I am certainly not potter the zayis. Right? That's rested. If I said Adama the zayis, I potter the ever. If I say Adama the tznon, I don't potter the zayis. Likewise, when I say Shahakal on the Dogim and Hargios, why would I potter the Lachmanios and the Kisnin? That is the most difficult question on Rashi. So let's start with the question that's only on Rashi. Question only on Rashi, which is, why does Shahakol on the Dogim Upargios Hoter Es Hakisnin the Es Halachmanios? Right? And don't say, general brachos always potter specific brachos when you're eating multiple things. Because Rashi explicitly on Mem Aleph Amen Aleph said that that's not true. Rashi says that no, of course if you have tznon and zayit, that don't potter the zayit. When there are two things, you have to make the right brachos on each one. Mechachiva. Right? So that is the question. How do you defend Rashi? Gets this very hard question. How do you defend Rashi?
Well, Rashi, if you have kavanah to do it, you might be able to. Rashi was talking in that other case, was only if you didn't know. But it makes me even.
No, here it's saying what you should ideally do. There, he's also saying what you should ideally do. I'm not Makabel. Okay, what do most Achronim do for Rashi?
They left off to make
it. They say he doesn't really mean it. Right? Who did I put on the sheet who said Lavdavka? Well, the Bach was even outside of brackets, right? What does the Bach say? The Lavdavka Dugan Pargios Ka'amar Sheri Kosav Kigom Pargios V'dugan. Yeah, Rashi also means Mizonos. He was just saying like Pargios V'dugan. And Mizonos is like Pargios V'dugan in that you eat them as an appetizer. A little dachuk to me. That's what he says. But I'll read you the Bach. Says the Bach. Ulofiani is daiti nerd. The gam Rashi molded the mashumini dog and the varchal aborimin imzonos nami mikra parkeris. The lav davka dagim pargios ka'amar. Sherei kazu kigon pargios v'dagim. The milosh kigon mashma v'hu adin minei dagan da'ochlan osolai de t'vashav shardvu masukin shavarchalim gormim zonos lam shen achila. V'achar achila gam kein kodim birz amazol l'kinu achapas. Parperish l'ofnei amazon pol ter ha-parperish l'achar amazon l'ofnei birz amazon oh, etc. Meal, of course, ain't a parish lift, they must have put a parish lachamal, they'll just shne a min echod. The high new shibirko say and shovels, thou shne a varchin, borin him zonos, o shahakol, o bre priadom, o bre priate. Of all the marisham, bre priadom, a shane bre priate, ain't potent as seven, can cause for sholi giborim, o pashat. He says it's pashat that Rashi is lav davka. Rashi was just giving examples. Here's one example, here's another example. He didn't mean to specifically define what we're talking about. He was just giving examples, but of course he only meant if they're the same bracha. He never meant that Dugim Pargios, Pater, Kisnin, and Lachmanios. He meant Dugim Pargios, Pater, Dugim Pargios, and Kisnin, Pater's Kisnin, Lachmanios, Pater's Lachmanios, and anything the same bracha. You know, Kisnin would also Pater something else about Dama, and Dugim Pargios would also Pater ice cream, and etc. Part of ice cream. Etc. That's the Bach, and that is probably most Rishonim. You know, each of the Rishonim has their own derech of saying how Rashi was lav davka and didn't really mean it. Right, like the Rishon Letzion, which is the Archaim HaKadosh, says the same thing as the Bach, later than the Bach. He says, now Rashi is just telling us what a typical meal in Roman times was like. But obviously in the Mishnah it means it's the same kind of parperis beforehand and the same kind of parperis afterwards. And the Tzlach says that obviously Rashi doesn't mean the Pargios, Paters, the Lachmanios. Rather, what he meant was originally you eat Lachmanios to give you an appetite for Pargios V'dagim, and then afterwards you eat Lachmanios for dessert. But it was Lachmanios both cases. Basically, they're all saying Rashi's Lav Davka. It's a little hard for me to swallow that Rashi's so Lav Davka. Like, why didn't Rashi just say something that made more sense? Like, why did Rashi pick? You know, Rashi wasn't stuck. He could have said anything he wanted. Why did Rashi pick to confuse us this way and talk lav davka? Just like mention some foods here, mention some foods there. But of course, we know that he didn't literally mean what he wrote. But one derech, which is the Bach and the Tzlach and the Rishon Letzion, and I'm sure you can give me another 10 names from your Masefta if you want, who say lav davka, really. It's only poter if birkosehen shavos. No, lav davka, of course the shaklan pargios doesn't pater lachmanios. Rashi means it's the same bracha. He just expressed himself in an unclear way, even though Rashi usually is known as the master of expressing himself in a clear way. Okay, but that is a little dachuk. What's the other option? The other option is to say a big chiddush. Vetaka v'shahakol. That even though the Hadamah of the Tznon doesn't have to the Zayas, remember, we were all based on Rashi. After all, Rashi on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph says, Birech al Hatznon lo Potar Zayas. So don't say Rashi just very, very make a laissez faire about brachos. We know that's not true. So, what's the next option? The next option is somehow our case must be different. If you take Rashi's davka, our Gemara is different than the Tznon and Zayas. There's something different about our Gemara that makes the Eved bracha into a l'chadchila, as opposed to Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. What's different about our Gemara than Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph? What do you think? Or have you seen? The Suda. That is what the... Basically, that's what the Pnei Yeshua says for Rashi. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says for Rashi. The someplace here. He says the Matzi Lameimer Shapir, that he doesn't quite say that. He says, no, nonetheless, well, he says it a little different. Let's start with the Tosus Rid. That's what Piskei Rid, same person says that. He says it not for Rashi. He's not trying to defend Rashi, he's for himself. He's really trying to explain the Havmi. What's the Havmi another Bracha Pater's pass? He says, well, and then he throws in, he volunteers, he's like Rashi, what if the Parperis Lefnehem was watermelon and the Parperis Lacharehem was cherries? He says the Hadamah still paters the Ha'etz. Normally, we would never say if you have watermelon cherries, just make a hadama and pater. We'd say make a hadama the watermelon and make a ha'etz on the cherries. He says, but it's different here because since it's connected by a meal, it is somehow combined. And that's what he says. He says, in bircha alamar peres zo pater azo, ve'af misha ein birko sein shavos. Kemenche Shabirach Hakol Nifteres V'Davkani Shabal Tzorch Suda Potrin Elo Es Elo Avon Lo Bal Tzorch Suda. Then Baruch Leilu V'Chotzer Baruch Leilu. He says that's the difference. He's not trying to answer Rashi, but he is, right? What can you say? You can say based on the Rid that no, without a Suda, one bracha doesn't, let's say, a little better. Without a suda, then hadama eina poteres ha'itz is his example, but the same example worked for Rashi. But within a suda, even though what do you mean within a suda? It's liftei a muslim l'achar a muslim. It's not within a suda potter by the bread, but it's still within a suda. Within a context of a suda, things are more connected, and therefore even if the eved bracha works. What he's saying, I think, is this. When I eat a tznon and a zayis without a suda, and I make hadama on the tznon, we view it as two different things. There's a tznon and a zayis, they're two different things. If I make hadama and a tznon, what does that have to do with the zayis? If I had a tznon and a tomato, when I made hadama, it would be for both of them. What does the tznon have to do with the zayis? But once they're connected by a suda, they're already connected. It's the tznon and the zayis, it's not that tznon and zayis are unconnected. They're connected. Here the barpersha lifting the akramos are connected. Once they're connected, then if I make a bracha, I'm making a bracha directly on both of them because they're connected. And if I'm making a bracha directly on both of them, then whatever works for the Yevid works. Within a suda, they are intrinsically, here I'm adding, connected. They are intrinsically connected, and therefore, the hadama is poter es shnehem. Now, obviously that wouldn't work if I had, keep in mind, if I was eating the two-part peros, one was cherries and one was mushrooms, and I said, hey, eat some of the cherries, that wouldn't pop to the mushrooms, because even the evidence that doesn't work. The point is, if I make a bracha on one thing, which the evidence works for a second thing, if that second thing is separate, it doesn't go on that. That's not the right bracha. But if those two things are intrinsically connected, then it's as if I made the bracha on both of them, and as long as it works for the evidence, that's good enough. And we don't have what the evidence did. No, that was what I was eating, and that's the situation. I wanted to eat the watermelon before the meal. I said the hadama, that's intrinsically connected to the cherries after the meal. So Mela potted the cherries. And even though I only potted the cherries, but yeah, but I'm allowed to do that because that's what I'm eating. You know, and I have no other choice. That's the chiddush of the Rid, that the suda makes a difference.
Isn't that coming on das, like Rashi said, by Borg grabbed up? That's why the Gemara makes the distinction.
No, but that's if it's the
that's
same bracha.
The distinction between
what are you talking about? That's the guy who had the zayis and the tznon. The zayis and the tznon were in his hand.
What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom
Tov? That's when it's the same bracha. When it's the same bracha, das is enough. When it's two brachas, das is not enough. A harai, the guy with the tznon and the zayis was holding them both at the same time, and das was not enough. No. That's Rashi. Rashi.
Rather than Rashi saying the context of the suda is totally in das. Because you're intending on having a more...
The tznon and the zayis was clearly... I was also planning to eat the tznon and the zayis. He was asking a shiloh, which Rachman would say first. It wasn't a surprise using the zayis. I deny your premise. You're trying to say Rashi and tznon and zayis was when he only wants to eat the tznon and then change his mind and eat the zayis.
The word intrinsically is also but basically what I'm saying.
Okay, fine, then. That's
the connecting. Fine. That's the rule.
Fine, then we agree.
It's not the basic Kiddush in the Mishnah that the structure of the Suda allows
not according to Tosos. Not according to or the Achronim. And Tosos says, no, one bracha only covers another one. They're the same bracha. Yeah. Our Mishnah is only about one bracha covering the same bracha. Keep in mind, Parteris doesn't pater pas, it does pater my sixth day, where everything works. That's only according to Rashi that's a Chiddush for Mishnah.
Correct.
The same bracha in a Hanani, but to extend it to a different bracha is a big extent. Now, the Pnei Yoshua says it a little differently, and here it's a very, very big Chiddush, the Pnei Yoshua. What does Pnei Yoshua say? Im kein lefizam atzim el meimar shaper, de kisnu achmanius li she'inu al dover muat. He goes back to Rashi's good old Dover Muat on my mouth from Vase. Goes Rish Rashi Le'el, the Rasm Pasim of Kistin, when we Shimhachi, Afa Gab the Pasim of Potter, such like our Muslim, he was showing them Shaikh La Pasim, he loved failing the Gab of Prosthetic of the Ambazon. He has a big finish. This is not at all what the Tosus Rita is saying. He says, Iker Ritafel. Mm-hmm. What's his big finish? His big finish is, we thought of Iker Ritafel when it comes to a meal. We only knew about Iker Ritafel when it comes to, and most Rishonim, we'll have to see what the Rambam thinks, only think of Iker and Tafel when it comes to bread and other things. And maybe that's a normal day of Iker and Tafel, maybe, or Mamish Iker and Tafel. I'm not talking about Mamish Iker and Tafel. Mamish Iker and Tafel, you know, you want to eat ice cream, and so you get one of those disgusting tasting cardboard tasting non-sugar cones so you can hold your ice cream. So that's an old-fashioned Iker and Tafel. The Maliach and the Pasim, the examples we'll see in the next month. Old-fashioned Iker v'Tafel. You know, you have a salad, and you add, we don't want to get it. Yeah, Pesach thick potato starch croutons. That's old-fashioned Iker v'Tafel. That's Pashit. Here we're not talking about a real Iker v'Tafel. You eat one thing, and an hour later you eat something else. Right? That's a Suda type of Iker v'Tafel. We thought the Suda type Iker v'Tafel only applied to Hamotzi. And maybe there's a special din in Hamotzi. What's the chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua? No, this special Suda type Iker v'Tafel doesn't only apply to Hamotzi. It also applies to the different parparaos. And what Rashi's telling us is that the dessert parparaos are tafel to the appetizer parparaos, that the kistin ve'lachmanios are tafel to the dogin ve'pargios. That's a big chiddush. How do you know what's tafel to what? He says, oh, because dessert you only eat a little. He's throwing in. Rashi actually said you only eat a little of the. He's making two assumptions. First of all, Rashi says you eat a little of pasav abakistin. He's assuming lachmanios are the same as pasav abakistin. We pointed out there's some ambiguity. Is pasav abakistin oble, which is lachmanios, or is lachmanios a thin wafer that's not sweet? And possible kissing is like oble, but sweet and not the same thing. So he's assuming, no, lachmani, so what you only eat a little of. He's also assuming you only eat a little of the kistin. Rashi never said you only eat a little. Rashi said you only eat a little of possible kistin. He's assuming lachmani is the same thing, you only eat a little, and since you eat it with kistin, you only eat a little kistin also. Yeah, the little dessert is tafel to the big appetizer. That's a tremendous chiddush. That we apply Iker v'Tafel to two different parts of a Suda, and how do we pick which is Iker, which is Tafel? But that is the... All right. This is not going to work. Two. That is the tremendous chiddush of the Pnei Yoshua. Says the Pnei Yoshua, big chiddush. He says, nope, the dessert is tafel to the appetizer. Now, that's also like the Tosfos Rid. There's something special about a meal. But not something special about a meal that it makes a bracha, a general bracha, work for a specific thing. Well, normally, you should never use a general bracha for a specific thing. L'chadchila? No. Because of a meal, you have a new type of Iker v'Tafel. And he says, Bednar, a few weeks ago, said, oh, all these rules of Iker v'Tafel are unique because of bread and hamotzi and all kinds of words. No. Iker v'Tafel means whenever you have a meal, whether it's a hamotzi meal or whether it's hamotzi in the middle, but I'm talking about the before and after, whenever you have a meal, you look at the more important part and less important part and you say Iker v'Tafel and it's just putter. It's dafka general and specific. And that works for Rashi because Rashi is shahakol versus hadama and mazonos. His examples ain't an hadama, but these dafka general and specific. It's not any two brachos. That's the difference. Pnei Yoshua would say any two brachos. Pnei Yoshua would say even if the appetizer was hadama and the dessert was shahakol, it would still Iker v'Tafel. The Rid wouldn't say. So what his main point is general versus specific. Now, who knows me pretty well? What do I want to say to be Yashiv the steer between Rashi and Dachman Beis and Rashi and Dachman Aleph? How come our case of the Shahakol on the Pardios Bedugim is different than the case of the Hadama on the Tznon? Who knows me well enough to know what I want to say?
Shahakol versus Hadama?
Exactly. Maybe Shahakol is different than other brachos. Who says you can make a sushtel from general and specific Haitan Hadama to Shahakol? After all year long we've seen that there are differences in Shahakol and other brachos. After all, remember the Mahag, or Tosis the Mahag. Oh, every bracha comes before Shahakol, but within Haitan Hadama there's no order. Right? Maybe you just have to be a Chalakin Shahakol and and other brachos. Okay, I wanted the Rav to say that. I looked it up. Maybe it says someplace else. But if I was the one writing Shim Shirim, I would put this in. But I want to say no. Maybe the Mishahakol Hadama happens to be more general than Ha'etz. But Adam and Ha'etz are specific brachos. You don't make the wrong specific bracha lechachila ever. If I have a tznon and a zayis, I have to make the right bracha. But shahakol is different. Shahakol is not just more general. Shahakol is a bracha klolish. Shahakol is a fundamentally different kind of bracha. So all the other brachos are on this particular chefta. And if there are two cheftas, don't mix them up, even though b'di'evan you can be yotzei. Yeah, b'di'evan yotzei with Adam and Ha'etz, but there are two cheftas. Shahakol, once you say a shahakol, that is the bracha on everything. Because shahakol is a bracha close on the hanas hagavra, and therefore shahakol covers everything. If I wouldn't have had a tznon in a zayas, if I would have had a mushroom in a zayas, and said shahakol, the mushroom would have covered the zayas, I'm claiming for Rashi. And therefore, because shahakol is fundamentally a bracha close. Hadama happens to chap. It's even a chokas tanoim. Hadama happens to chap ha'itz, but it's not a bracha on everything. It's a bracha on hadama, which happens to chap ha'itz, and so too for the other brachas kolios and the other brachas kolios. But maybe you could say bula yesh lomar dishahakol poter gam dvarim achirim. Ki shahakol hu bracha klolis b'hadaraso. Shahakol is mugder as a bracha klolis. Aval hadama eino poter ha'etz. Again, if you say hadama ha'etz, you'll see the effort. But hadama is not poter another heft of ha'etz because it's not a bracha that applies to ha'etz except only b'di'evet hanechol imo ki eino bracha al peiros ha'ilon. Even though you're yotzei b'di'evet, you're yotzei b'di'evet if you say adama on fruits of the tree. Yeah, that's yotzei b'di'evet. It's not. It's bracha. Shahakol is everything's bracha. After all, right? What? No, lechachila. You should say the most mdui thing you can. Lechachila. If I'm about to eat an apple, I should say ha'etz. But if I'm eating a mushroom now and then continuing later to a cucumber, then I have to say shahakol now because I'm eating the mushroom, and then even the chachila, I can pop to the cucumber with the shahakol. That's what I'm claiming for Rashi. I don't have a proof of this. But given that the whole parak we've seen differences in shahakol and other brachos, I think that's a reasonable explanation.
You can say a less radical version of this, where you would apply this, but only where the hanas gavra is common. So parparis is a very specific kind of hana, it's a hamshet taiva, or as in, so only in the parparis context would you say the covers all parparis.
Combine this as it were with the rid or something like that, only when there's some connection between them, yes. Not gratuitously.
Yeah.
Okay, I accept that. Okay, so anyway, that's Rashi. Yes.
Doesn't the Rav say that when you have to answer the kasha that Tosfos was asked on Rashi on that sukkah about a shahakul and a dhamma, and Tosfos said that's so sir that you have to make them more. When Rashi's trying to give the sheet of being more. Of not being more specific. I mean, not kolan.
That's what Tosfos said for the Mahan, right?
So Tosfos, Rashi, I think the Rav answered that. That Shahakul was different, and you can't.
And Achanami. It's based on that. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Let me just point out. Yes.
When I have a Shahakul and Adama, or Kafra, you go for the Bracha Mureris. Because in the situation where there's more Hashiva, more when they're very different. Why is there a need to be mathem because of this Mureris? It's mathem because if you were to say the Shahakol first, you can't say the Adama.
But maybe that's not a good reason.
Why is that not a good reason? Do you want to be...
Who says you want to make more brachas? Maybe you want to make less brachas? You're making an assumption. Who says you want to make more brachas?
So why
you're saying, why did that be mocked in the Hadamah to make more brachas? And I'm saying, because that's not a good reason. You just made that up.
Why are you allowed to be mocked in the Hadamah?
Because not a brach in a tricha, because you have a good reason. Okay. Okay, you could take it or leave it. We have four ways of answering Rashi. Again, one of which I'm a little prejudiced against because it makes him lav dafka, and I'm always prejudiced against lav dafka, but what can you do? Let's just mention that even if you're not Rashi, right, or even if you're Rashi lav dafka, as long as it's not mazonos, it is going to be. You're still going to have Tosas two questions. Remember, this wasn't Tosas Kasha on Rashi. This is the Achronim's Kasha on Rashi. Tosas Kasha on Rashi would apply to. Enten Tzolomer Rashi. Lav Davka. You would have two kashas. A, why does Tavshel Pater Maisa Kedera? Sorry, why does Parperis Pater Maisa Kedera if it's not Mazonos? And B, why is there a Havamina that it paters the pass? Are both very, very good questions. Yeah. So, which is basically these two questions, right? Lefiza, what's the Havamina de Parperes Patar es hapas? What's that, even the Havamina de Parperes Patar is the pass? So what are you going to? Let's say Rashi Lav Davka. No, the Parperes before and after were the same bracha. They were both Pargios, or they were both Kispin, or they were both Lachmania. Well, Lachmania is not a problem. That Rashi's Lav Davka, meaning Parperes equals either Shahakol or Hadama or Mizonos, right? But it still doesn't have to be Mizonos. If you say that it's Shahakol, which is maybe Rashi, and the Rilunil, or it's Ha'etz, the Rid, or it's Hadama, let's say the Rambam, or one possibility in Rashi, then what's the Havmina of that it would patter the Pas? It's always easier to get a Havmina, right? What's the Havmina that will patter Pas? Anyone? Right, the Havminas are not so hard, right? Because Havminas are wrong. What's the Havmina that will patter Pas? So already the Rid is bothered by that. He says, well, I want to know what the Havmina is that it patters. What's the Havmina that it patters Pas? And the Kesemish is bothered by that, right? Kesemish says, what's the Havmina that it patters the Pas? He says someplace here. He says, Kevan Ditanan. So what's the answer? What's the answer going to be? Havamina de Berkas Shahakol / Hadama, and add the Kesef Mishnah. Remember, we made a big deal of this at the time. We quoted this Kesef Mishnah out of context. Now we know the context. It says even Ha'et. Remember, Kesef Mishnah said, seemingly against the Gemara, that if you hold Adam ate from Chita, then Ha'et Pater's bread of the Dieved. Okay, Havamina Berkas Shahakol, Hadama or Ha'et, Poter es Hapas, Kemal Shepoter. In birich kach al hapas b'di'eved, just like b'di'eved, if you say shahakol, you pater the pas. Remember that was a machlok samarim, right? And we pass like Rav Yochanan against Rav Huna that shahakol paters pas b'di'eved and hadama paters pas because it's part of the pre adama and maybe ha'et paters pas adds the kesef mishnah if you hold adama rishon eight from a chita. Then you put two and two together and you say, well, b'di'eved, if I said this bracha on pas, maybe be yotzei. So there's a havmina, if I said it in parperes, I already said it b'di'eved, and it patters the pas. Kamashmon shalom, just like the tzon and zayas. If I say adam on the tzon, I didn't patter the zayas. B'di'eved, if I said adam on zayas, I would patter it. But if I have two things, then you make them both l'chadchila. But you see the havmina. There's a havmina that parperes can patter the pas, because it's bracha could work b'di'eved. And the havmina is that it's already b'di'eved, because I ate the parperes. Okay, what's the harder part is? The harder part is, number two, is lama parperes poter maisek deira. Because we're not, don't say we're Beis Shammai. I mean, maybe yes, but it's a little hard to say we're Beis Shammai. Someone does, right? But it's a little radical to say that we are Beis Shammai. One second.
Please sit here, thank you.
Okay. Shkach. Hope everyone brought their sweaters. You're forewarned the rest of the year. Anyone older than me? Bring a sweater or else it's your own fault. This is going to be a little tricky. If you say, like the Zonos people, whether it's Pasla Mekistin or Pasduma Betara or Niblis, which Rinyona thinks is distinct from Pasla Mekistin, then it's Mazonos. Of course, Patrimai Sikdera. Why not? Beishamai is the Chiddush. Why should Beishamai say he doesn't Patrimai Sikdera? If Rob Mazonos should Patrimai Mazonos. But if you're a Shahakol Ha'itz Hadama man, then why? You want to say Havami and why Patrimai Pas? Easy to do Havami. This is not a Naskana. Why does it Patrimai Sikdera? Since when, if you say Ha'itz Hadama or Shahakol, do you pater my Sikdera? That would taka be a tremendous chiddush. Now, one way out of this is to say maybe the Rambam's l'shitase, but then we get into some girsa controversy, because what does the Rambam, do I have our printed Rambam? What does our printed Rambam say? What does our printed Rambam say? Birch al parperes?
Lo.
Lo pater maisa kedera. Birch al parperes, lo pater maisa kedera. Which makes a lot of sense. If I made a bracha on the top shell, what's a top shell? I don't know, it's potatoes. Made out of dumb potatoes. Why would I pater the maisa kedera? Why should potatoes pater the maisa kedera? Right? That is our girsa in the Rambam. That is the printed girsa in the Rambam. The printed girsa in the Rambam. How does that work with our Gemara? Right? Doesn't the Gemara say in the Beis and the Beis that a seifa pliyi the katani birchal of our paris lo potter is a pas pasud lo potter or maisa kedera potter but also be shamay the meimer but filo maisa kedera nami lo potter. Ben Shammai says our paris doesn't potter maisa kedera. He says they do. So what's shot in the Rambam? So one possibility is girsat. By the way, it's not only the printed girsa in the Rambam. It's not like the printers messed up. If anyone brought their Frankel here, most Kisveyad have this girsa in the Rambam. Most Kisveyad have this girsa in the Rambam. Have our printed girsa in the Rambam. One second. No. Am I mixing up which gears is which? One second.
The printed gears is low.
The printed gearsa is low. Correct. The printed gears is low. Good. The printed gears, our printed gearsa is low. Good. So gearsas had to fuss, and most kisveyan are also like that. Not all. Not the one that counts. Not the one that counts, says AB. We'll explain in a moment. AB has good reason for saying that. Right, he has it on good authority. The best authority, no? Yes. So, but the girsah tefus for Rambam is that birech al haparperes lo patar maisek deira. That would work well for the Rambam Shitase. If parperes is a tav shell is potatoes, then, you know, or some sort of payros or top shell, then why would it pater my sikdera? Whoever heard that if I'm sitting down to a bowl of oatmeal and potato, then I say I double the potato and pater the oatmeal. That would be a little peculiar. The Rambam does say, which is not discussed explicitly in the Gemara, that if I grow on the oatmeal, I pater the potatoes. Okay, but now you can see Mazonos is more important than, you know, it's a staff of life, it's a grain product. Maybe you can say Mazonos can pater Hadama, because Mazonos is the ikker and it's more important and it's more nutritious, etc. But, so the problem is it's against our Gemara, that's Beis Shammai. And what are the, someone tell me some of the wrong answers to why the Rambam would pass like Beis Shammai?
There's no Beis Shammai.
There's no Beis Hillel, but still, there's no Beis Hillel, and you have to add one thing. The Ketzer of Mishnah Taka, the Rambam passed like Beis Shammai. Heichi tasted pasul like Yeshamai, so obviously it's based on what Zachariah points out. There's nobody's hillel. But that's not enough. Even if there's nobody's hillel, we wouldn't pasul like Yeshamai. But what does the guest Mishnah say? Since the Gemara has an Ibaya about Beishamai, therefore it must be pasul like him, because the Gemara wouldn't ask what Beishamai meant if we didn't pasul like him. Therefore we pasul like Beishamai. That's a big chiddush, because the Rashba and many other Rishonim say, the only reason the Gemara asked what Beis Shammai meant is because they want to clarify what the Tanakhama meant. Yeah. Not because they really care about Beis Shammai, because there's a different Tanakhama, which we'll come back to. But that's the Lechem Mishnah is a little less radical. The Lechem Mishnah already says, well, Sfeik Sfeika. Maybe the first side of the body of the Gemara is correct. Maybe the Lashakama is correct. And Beis Shammai was still arguing about past Pater and Maisa Kedera Parparis. And there is no machlokas, and everyone agrees Parparis doesn't pater Maisa Kedera. And even if the Lishnah Basra is correct, then maybe we hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is enough to start to a Sfeik Sfeika. But I think both of those are not the correct shot in the Rambam. The correct shot in the Rambam is what the Or HaShulchan points out. Which is that the Rambam just paskins like the Lishna Kama against the Lishna Basra. According to the Lishna Kama, there is no machlokes about Parparis Pater Maisa Kedera. Only according to the Lishna Basra there's a machlokes. Maybe the Rambam passed like the Lishna Kama, and therefore there is no machlokes, and everyone agrees Parparis doesn't Pater Maisa Kedera. Why would the Rambam, what gives the Rambam the right, or the idea, or the incentive to pass like the Lishna Kama against the Lishna Basra? But he says, Mefurs Nirshami. The Rishami Mefurs has a Havamina that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing like the Lishna Basra here about Parparis Patering Maisik Deira. Says, no, that's not true, that's ridiculous. For sure it doesn't Pater Maisik Deira. Rather, they end up with our Lishna Kama with our first possibility they're arguing about Pas Patering. So the Rambam says the Bavli has two possibilities, as a Machriya. The Yerushalmi is Machriya. That's already classic Rambam. That if the Bavli has two possibilities and isn't sure which is true, and the Yerushalmi is sure which is true, then we'll go with the Yerushalmi against the Bavli, because not against the Bavli. The Bavli didn't resolve it. What did the Bavli say at the end? Teku. So if there's a Teku, what about Yerushalmi versus a Teku of the Bavli? The other Rishonim here say, Teku of the Bavli, we pass in Safek Bracha Lahakel, and everyone's Pater for a Bracha. The Yerushalmi don't even mention it. And with some of they think a Pshitusha of the Yerushalmi doesn't override a Teku of the Bavli. But the Rambam thinks, no, Pshitusha of the Yerushalmi does override a Teku of the Bavli. And the Bavli doesn't know, the Yerushalmi does know. And therefore, that's the Pashup shot of the Rambam, that he holds like the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says, there is no Machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, you've got to Parparis Pater Maisik Deira. That Pashup doesn't work. The Machlokas is only about Pas Patering Parparis Maisik Deira, and there he passes like Beis Hillel, Pas Paters everything. So that could be Alpiv Yerushalmi, Parparis does not Pater Maisik Deira, and that is Alpiv. That is Alpi, the Yerushalmi. Yes, that is Alpi, the Yerushalmi. What's the only problem with this Gersh of the Rambam?
It's wrong according to Rabbi Rabinowitz and Rambam.
The only problem is that on Madan Ava we have what interesting manuscript do we have on Madan Ava? We have a signed copy by the Rambam. Not the Rambam wrote the whole thing. The Rambam said, I read it over and this is accurate and signed his name on it. Sefer HaChosim. We have the Sefer HaChosim of the Rambam only on Madan Ava, only 2 out of 14. This was already published many, many, many decades ago. I think it was originally published only by Feldheim in a funny font with an English translation for some reason. But that's the Rambam's autographed copy, signed copy, has a different girsa. And the Kesev Mishnah quotes that, what's his lashon? Achar kach matzasi b'tshuva l'Rabin Yoshua b'nebonav shal Rambam shekosav. Sheshaluhu, Shechilu Grasos Adavar, Rabbi Yoshua, the Yoshua Nugget, the probably the grandson of the Rambam, great grandson of the Rambam, thank you. And he says, the right Girsa is different. You should fix your Girsos. The right Girsa is Birachal Tavshil Potar Es Har Peres. Agav, by the way, I'm not getting into it now, but Rabbi Yona, our printer, Rabbi Yona, has the same as the printed Rambam, and then all the Achronim are Magia, the Rabbeinu Yona, or the Shatan Rabbeinu Yona, you know, not as important as what the Rabbi Gerson and the Rambam is. But the... you know, that might prove Rabbeinu Yonah had the printed Gersa in the Rambam. Doesn't mean it was the right Gersa. So number one, in the Sefer HaChasam has a different Gersa. Number two, Rabbi Shua Nugget, his great-grandson, says that the different Gersa is correct. And number
he has a copy of the Rambam.
What? And he had a copy of the Rambam wrote. Okay, that's worth a lot. And number three, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't always agree with what he says in the Pirusha in the Pirusha Mishnah. But we would like the Rambam to agree with the Pirusha Mishnah until proven otherwise. And the Pirusha Mishnah is very clear that he says, Beishamai says, Parperis doesn't pie to Maisha Kedera, and we don't follow him. We say, like the Shabbat would argue in the Bavli, we say Parperis does pater Maisha Kedera. So if you have Al Pishnaim or Shlosha Edom Yakum Davar, you have the Sefer HaChasam of the Rambam, which nowadays we've discovered, like they have it someplace, I don't know where it is. It's in London, the British Museum. It's in the British Museum. You can go check out the Sefer HaChasam of the Rambam, and the Rambam's great-grandson is Meyid, and the Pirush HaMishnayos matches. Pashtos, that this is not the correct Gersa in the Rambam, that's the Kesef Mishnah in the end, retracts because he finds this other Gersa in the Rambam, and the Gersa of the Rambam is the same as everyone else, Birach Halapar Peres, Potar, Maiset, Kit, Deira. So, but what's the only problem? This is the wrong Gersa. It doesn't seem to be the best Gersa in the Rambam in the end. In the end, the Rambam, like everyone else who we've seen in the Rishonim, assumes Bir Chalapar Peres, Potar Maisa Kedera. And then you'll just have to ask the question, why Bir Chalapar Peres, Potar Maisa Kedera? And you're not going to say any of my fancy Shahakal things, because the Rambam's Parperis is not Shahakal, right? And the Tosas Rid's Parperis is not Shahakal. Okay, and Rashi... we're not sure if he's restricting himself to Shahakol or not, if you say he's Lav Dafka. In any case, or at least the Rambam and the Tosos Rid are not restricting themselves to Shahakol. So here we end up with the Kesef Mishnah. And what does the Kesef Mishnah say? So, why is the Paris Pater Maisa Kedera? So, says the Kesef Mishnah, basically a lot of the same answers we used for Rashi, more or less. He says, either because a b'di'eved bracha works, let me just find it, heyach eshol mitzasim depotrim ze es ze, and the answer is, he says, that since the bracha works for the Eved, that would be good enough, and then the assumption would have to be that it's talking about a tavshil and a maisa kedera that would pater one another, which makes sense. A stam tavshil is probably hadama, which the Eved would pater maisa kedera because maisa kedera grows in the ground. Even if you had a tavshil, which is in Shahakal, Pashto would pater maisa kedera b'di'evet. Even tavshil ba'etz, the Kesef Mishnah thinks, would pater maisa kedera b'di'evet, because the other Marishon ate from Achita. So, says the Kesef Mishnah, he says either. And here, you basically have to add what we said earlier. We're basically either the Rid or the... we're either the Rid, some form of the Rid, or some form of the Pnei Yeshua. Either like the Rid or the Rid, the Rid himself does not. I don't know if he explicates what he says about Maisa Kedera. He doesn't really get to Maisa Kedera. Either like the Rid, that because of connection of the Suda, even a b'di'eved bracha covers both foods, which would be similar to the Rid, or the Kesef Mishnah said, the Odi Yesh Lomar, or similar to the Pnei Yoshua, that even though they have different brachos, they can potter each other, because in a meal, one thing potters another, just like bread potters everything else, and nothing unique about bread, means when you have a meal, the big or first part of your meal potters the other parts of the meal, or, right, he doesn't use the word ikker and tafel, but he has a similar idea. Big, big, big chiddush. Or that during a meal, a bracha on the first part includes the rest of the meal. Okay, I realize you can't read a word of this. But then that would be like the Pnei Yeshua. Or, if you want to say the Rimu Lunil, or that Rashi is Lav Davka, but his main point is the Pargios and the Dugin, you could say maybe Shahakal is unique for the Rimu Lunil. But for the Rambam, let's say, basically, why is Parperis Pater Maisik Zir, Parperis Namazonos, either big Kiddush? Since b'di'evet adama paters mazonos, since you're eating them together in a meal, it's considered they're intrinsically connected, and therefore whatever bracha you went on one has to go on the other. And as long as you're yotzer b'di'evet, it's good enough. Or that during a meal, there's nothing unique about hamotzi lachmanaretz and pass about one part of a meal pottering the rest. There's a rule: a main part of a meal potters the rest of the meal, and therefore if your main part of the meal is tafshel, that will potter maisa kedera that goes with it. I'm not going to claim, you know, has to be somewhat of an important part of a meal. But there's something about a meal that when you start a meal with something, you can make everything else, you know, pattered, tafel to that beginning of the meal because it's all one meal. The Rambam also, here's something which is not before Shlingor at all, does Maisa Kedera pater parperis? Not discussed anywhere in Shas. Does Maisa Kedera Pater Parperis? Only in the Rambam Reina Yonah. The Rambam says, for all your souls, Maisa Kedera Pater Parperis. Why would Maisa Kedera Pater Parperis? Well, if you say to the bracha will work with the Evan, Mizonas works with the Evan for everything, according to most Achronim. And we say the Rambam joins them. And if you say, because in a meal, everything's tafel to the first part of the meal, then if the first you eat the Maisa Kedera, it potters everything else. Okay, so that is...
The Rambam says that Bar Ima Pas.
Yeah.
So maybe they're trying to say that you've already established that these are Dvarim Shabari Masa Suda.
These are Dvarim Bar...
And they're potter by the motzi, really, that you make, not by the Bracha Rishonah.
Yeah, but that's not what he says. Bircha Maisa Kedera potter Satavshil, and Bircha Satavshil... According to the more authoritative Girsa Pater Maisa Kedera. He doesn't say that. He doesn't explicitly address why it's not Pater by the Pas. That's a good question. He doesn't answer the question we started with. He doesn't say which answer he holds, but he explicitly says not what you're saying.
There's like okay. There's no Pas.
Yeah, maybe this part is no Pas. Then it would be like the Yishom and the Meiri, which I think is the real Nil, but I realize that I have to look at my book at home to figure out why I thought that, which usually follows the Rambam anyway, so that would work well. In any case, let's just chazer for a moment. What exactly is parperis? If the parperis is mizonos, everything is shmizi. Mizonos doesn't pater pas, but it's a good havamina. Mizonos does pater maisa kedera. Everything works out very beautifully. However, many rishonim, maybe minority, but a very, very cautious minority, no, maybe even not. The Rid, the Rambam, Rashi, say that parperis is not mizonos. And then we have two questions, and for Rashi, a third question. How can one bracha potter something that's a different bracha? So if it's not mazonos, then the question is, A, what's the havamina that potters bread? So, okay, havaminas are not super hard. The Rid gives a whole work for the havamina, but you could just say, oh, the havamina is that b'di'evet, the bracha would work for bread, and it wasn't such a good havamina, you don't have to ask for the tznom and the zayit, etc. Why would a potter maisa kedera if maisa kedera is a different bracha? And for Rashi, why would Dogen Pargios potter? Why would Dugan Pargios pater kisting and lachmanios if he means it davka? So either you could say maybe we paskin like one verse of the Rambam, and for all I know, maybe other Rishon would hold this way that haka Rashi's la davka, nothing pater something with a different bracha. Rashi's la davka, and Parperis doesn't pater maisa kedera printed verse in the Rambam, and maybe there's some Rishon who would hold that way. For all we know, who don't tell us all the details in the sugya, or. No, you have to say one or two chidushim. There's something special about a meal which is different from the tznom, the zayas, or the other things Either there's something special at Shahakol, which I wanted to say, which is a Chiddush, or like the Rishon of the Achronim, there's something special about a meal. Either during a meal, things are so intrinsically connected that as long as I make a bracha that works b'dieved, it was already chal, and it becomes a fact on the ground and lechatchila, which is the first day of the Kesem Mishnah and the Tosfos Rid. Or, no, during a meal, you thought until now only bread and hamotzi potters other things during a meal. No, in a meal, all main meal foods and beginnings of meal potters the rest of the meal. A parperis doesn't potter pas, because pas has unique chashivas. But between a parperis and a parperis, even different brachos, or a parperis and maisik deira, even different brachos, or makadosh the Rama, maisik deira and a parperis, if they're different brachos, since it's all within a meal, you say, once I started a meal, everything is tafel to that meal food, and it's and the chiddush of the suda, basically, what this pshat is saying is that the chiddush of the suda, that one, the beginning of the suda, patras the whole suda, is not only a din of bread, but is a din even of non-bread sudas. It goes without saying that we don't pass like that halacha l'maaseh, right? No one thinks if we have a non-bread meal, and we make a bracha on one thing, it patras the other things. Not if the bracha would work, but yeah, not if it wouldn't, not any of these shitas. Why? Because in the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin that parperis is mizonos, and everything is much smoother. Okay, that's all I wanted to say about, there's a little more, but that's all I want to say about parperis. I want to talk a little about yayin. If we can go on to Mbeis, yayin. I'm a rabbi, Rechana, Rav Yochanan. Lo shanu el shavas v'yom tovim. When does yayin before the suda pater yayin after the suda on Shabbos and Yontif? Why? Because you have kliyas suda al yayin. How do you say this in English? You sit yourself down to drink wine. You drink wine in a more permanent, it's not just you happen to have a cup of wine. No, you're sitting down to drink a quantity of wine, right? You're koveatsmo. You put yourself in a pattern of drinking wine. Okay, meaning your das is that you're going to have more wine. Aval b'shayos hashanah v'rochel kolkos v'olkos. But the rest of the year, they're doing yourselves here, but I don't think they're fundamentally. No, you have to make a new bracha on each cup of wine, because the assumption is, who can afford to drink wine all the time? How many cups of wine can you afford in a meal? If you have one cup, you probably only need one cup. And therefore, if you have another cup, you're changing your mind, and you have to make another agafen. And if you have another cup, you're changing your mind, you have to make another agafen, which is weird. We show them saying that some of the rise of many Rishonim called the rise. But nowadays that we have different eating habits, I don't mean nowadays us, but maybe nowadays in the days of the Rishonim where we have lots of wine at every meal, then of course every day is like Shabbos and Yontif. It bar nami amar bar mari amar shuvin leiv lo shalom shvasi yom tovem uve shasha miyotzi beis americhas v'shasa kalas dam hol vadim koveh suda al yayin. Only in special occasions like Shabbos and Yontif, or after a cousin's dam when you need a lot of wine for health reasons, or after you take a you bathe in very hot water where you need a lot of wine for health reasons, at least according to their doctors. Hol vadim koveh suda al yayin. Shayim shoshan v'rochel kol kos v'kos. Rabba mari ikla v've rava b'chol chazi de baruch lefnei hamazon de baruch la'achar hamazon. He saw that he made one bracha on the cup of wine he drank before the main food and another bracha on the cup of wine he drank after the main food, meaning against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yain lifnei mazon patur, yain lachol mazon, he saw he didn't. And he says, because it was chol, Amar le Yasher. He says, Yasher koach, because the Mishnah is only Shabbos, not chol. Chein Amar Rishon and Levi, he said, Rabbi Yisrael Yosef Iqbal the Abai, Biyomtev Chazin de Baruchel Kasa Vekasa. The opposite. He said that he was making a bracha on each cup, even on Yatav, Elish, Savol, Amar le Hadar Rishon and Levi. Amar le Nim Lachana, he says, yes, but that's all minastam. Right, this is all minastam, but if you're specific das, the specific das tovei, and he says, I specifically intend to drink only one cup, then I change my mind. I specifically intend to drink only one more cup, then I change my mind. Like nowadays, people on a diet, right? They specifically say, I'm having only one piece of cake, no more, no matter what, b'shumpanim ba'ofen. Then only one more piece of cake, no more b'shumpanim ba'ofen. And then only, so those people have to make a separate bracha on each slice of cake. Something not in the Mishnah. What about yayin tocha mazon? Does the yayin tocha mazon, we know you have to say a gafen on yayin tocha mazon. That was the bottom of Aleph Amud Beis. That wine, even during the mazon, you have to say a bracha. Will that patur the wine after the mazon? Intim tzolomar, this in terms of lomer is not like if one possibility. It just means even though we said this, that doesn't prove that. In terms of lomer birchal yain shalif neimalz and potzin and shalachem alz and zelish shuzlosu. Even though the Mishnah says that lift neimalz and potz achulazim because they're both for drinking, meaning they're both for independent drinking, right? You drink a little before the meal, drink a little after the meal. It's for the drinking itself. Of alhacha zelish zelish shuzlo, but. Over here, the yayin after the mazon is for drinking, but the yayin toch hamazon is for soaking. What do you mean soaking? Not you drink it from a cup, but it means inside your stomach. It is for soaking. Meaning the reason you drink before the meal is because it's a drinking party. The reason you drink after the meal is a drinking party. The reason you drink during the meal is to wet the food in your stomach so you don't get a stomach ache by so much food without a little drink. It's not healthy to eat without drinking. I think that's what the doctors say nowadays. Even the Rambam admits that he says kedei lishros, etc. It's accompanying the food. When you eat, you're thirsty, you need a little drink because it's just too much solids without a little drink. So maybe that's different. Or maybe no, it doesn't make a difference. Wine is wine. Rav Amar Poter, Rav Kahn Amar Eino Poter, Rav Nachman Amar Poter, Rav Shesh Amar Eino Poter, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Chol Tamid, Rav Amri Eino Poter. Right? So we have Rav versus Rav Kahana, and then Rav Nachman versus Rav Sheshes, and then all the Tamid of the Rav say Eino Poter. How do we paskin? We paskin Poter, or we paskin Eino Poter? What? Machlokas Rishonim? Who's the Machlokas Rishonim between? Right, or the Rishonim and one of the Gaonim at least. It's a very lopsided machlokas. Says Tosfos, we paskin Eino Poter. Why? He says because all the Talmidei de Rav, first of all, Rav Sheshes beats Rav Nachman in Isurim, and even though we usually paskin like Rav, all the Talmidim of Rav obviously show that. Rav must have changed his mind. Okay, every Rishon that I found on the Sugya, all Paskin, Eino Poter, and that's Shulchan Aruch, etc., except for one obscure Gon in the Sefer Pardes of the Talmud of Rashi, quotes from Rav Sar Shalom Gon, who asked this question, and then he says, Okay, so he's very explicit. That's a das yachid that he paskins like, I guess, Rav and Rav Nachman, and everyone else paskins against him. So we will go with everyone else. And even though the Ben Eisvei, Rav Nachman, Volam Yaim, Socham, Mazon, Kol Echav, Echav, Varchla, Atzmo, La Achar, Mazon, Echav, Varchla, Kulam. Oh, it says in the end of our Mishnah, Yayim Besoch HaMazon, each one makes a separate bracha, for reasons we'll see on Mem, Gimel, and Aleph in the Gemara. But Yayin after a Mazon, one person makes for everyone. So what does that show? Even though there's Yayin Toch HaMazon, you have to make another bracha for Yayin after a Mazon. That proves, like most Rishonim, like the Talmidei de Rav, and Rav Kahana, Rav Sheshes against Rav Nachman and Rav. The Mishnah is not telling one story. Wine came during the meal, and each one says their own bracha. Then more wine came after the meal, and one person says for everyone. Rather, it's two alternative stories. If it first came during the meal, then each person says on their own, and they're good forever. And if it came after the meal, one person says for everyone, and they're good forever. So this were dochet to defend Rav Nachman and Rav, but in the end, only Rav Sar Shalom paskin this way. Everyone else paskins like Rav Kahana and Rav Sheshes and Rav Yehuda Rav Huna and all the Talmidim of Rav that the Yayin Lishros doesn't patter the Yayin Lishtos. Okay, we just have to figure out why. But our time is up. Okay, so we'll spend another second on this, Amir Tzashem. We'll just see the Machlokes Rishonim, why this is, very, very briefly. At the beginning of Shiur Thursday, remember Thursday is the last Shiur of Zman, and then we will go on in the Gemara, Mir Tzashem, to the Inyan, which is really the next line of the Mishnah, Hayu Yoshvim, Kol Echad, Marach La'atzo, versus they Seibu Echad, Mevarech, Le, Kulan, and we will... I don't know that we'll be able to finish that before the Bein HaZmanim, but we'll at least take a chunk out of that, Mirtz Hashem, before the Bein HaZmanim. Okay.
Excuse me, everyone. I found some money in the hallway on the way to the shiur. I lost money, cash.
Recording stopped.